The House Transportation Committee will come to order, and the secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah? Elliott? Flowers?
Here.
Frisley?
Here.
Hennies?
Here.
Koistinen?
Here.
Knoll?
Here.
Koistra?
Here.
Peterson? Jim?
Here.
Tupel?
Here.
Van Norman? Gordon Peterson?
Here.
Broderick?
Here.
A quorum is present. A motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting would be in order.
Second.
Representative Gordon Peterson moves, the second by Representative Knoll. Questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Did you want to recognize Representative Frisley?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Go right ahead.
On behalf of Representative Koistinen and myself, I'd ask the committee to recognize the senior government class from Lake Preston and their instructor, Mr. Paul Nelson.
Welcome. It's always nice to have visitors in the Capitol. Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to recognize the name tags. If I may ask the chair, what does the B for Michael and Broderick stand for, please?
I think you're out of order. it's Bernard.
Oh, no wonder you...
Yeah, Bernard Michael. And since we're on the internet, I won't tell you what they used to call me. We have before us two bills on the agenda, and the first bill that we will take up is Senate Bill 137, which is a bill proposed to revise certain provisions regarding the delivery of the certificate of title upon the sale of a second-hand vehicle. Senator Elmer Dietrich, I see you are in our presence. Welcome to House Transportation.
Thank you, Representative Broderick and committee. I feel like I'm at home again because I spent some time in this committee under your chairmanship, Representative. This bill comes about because of a request by a county treasurer. They're having a few problems. And it's basically a very simple bill because I think it would be a real good candidate for consent. but in the simplest form, the way I can explain it is that the law requires, the state law requires that a used automobile dealer must present or give a purchaser of a vehicle certificate of title within 30 days under certain conditions. Once in a while, because he has to deliver this within 30 days, the proper payment has not been made. This bill allows the dealer to hold that title until proper payment is made, and that's all it does.
Thank you. We'll hold questions until all proponents have had an opportunity to speak. Other proponents of Senate Bill 137.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. We worked with Senator Dietrich on this bill to get it into a form that we could live with, and we do rise in support of the bill. It will allow, if somebody defaults on a payment of a bad check, to not deliver title, and then they also then have to notify our department. So if we receive complaints from people, we have knowledge that title's being withheld because of a default. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any other proponents of Senate Bill 137?
Uh,
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jerry Vogler. I'm an executive director and registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Used Car Dealers Association, and we do support the legislation. This arose out of there was an auctioneer up at Aberdeen, and he had sold a motorcycle. The individual that bought the motorcycle stopped payment on the check after it was purchased, and then proceeded to demand that the title be delivered. I found that very interesting, and I considered it that it had to be the exception, but since this bill has been introduced, I've had two of our used car dealers contact me and indicate that they've had a very similar experience. And so we do support the legislation and ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you. Other proponents of Senate Bill 137? Proponents of 137. Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee of the proponents? Representative Flowers.
Maybe a question for Deb Hilmer. I mean, I guess, well, I always thought that you probably wouldn't give somebody the title until everything was paid, but was it within the law that you had to issue the title regardless?
Well, in the case that Jerry Bogler was referring to, what happened was when they went to small claims court, the magistrate at the small claim court during the small claims court hearing required that the person deliver the title even though he had not been paid for the vehicle. And so it's in reaction to that process that we worked with Senator Dietrich to clarify that if it's a default within that 30-day period, so you still have to deliver title within the 30 days if there's not a default, but if it's a default within that 30 days, then they can withhold it, and then they notify the department that it's being withheld because of the default. So it's because of a court case. I would agree with you in your thinking, in that if you didn't receive payment for something, you wouldn't have to deliver title, but the court ordered him to deliver title, and that's what we're trying to fix.
Okay, thank you, Dan. I know I used to work in the auction business with a couple guys, and we never sent a check out until the check went through the bank, period.
And that,
maybe we would have found out about this had something happened.
Yeah, and Representative, that is what happened here, is he didn't deliver title, and then when they went to court, then the magistrate indicated they had to deliver title. So,
Representative Tupel, and then Representative Korsanen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Hilmer, it appears to me that now you're going to treat an individual that's selling a used automobile different than a firm or a corporation that's selling a used automobile. Is that correct?
No. The language, by saying any person, I think if in law the definition of person includes all those entities, representative.
So they would all be treated,
yes,
the same then?
Equally.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Representative Korsanen.
My question was just answered.
You know, back in the old days when I was in the banking business, we used to have what was called site drafts. And the site draft would have the amount of the price that was paid for the vehicle, motorcycle, or whatever. And it was sent with the title enclosed to the person's bank. And once the site draft was honored, then the individual could pick up his title at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they do that anymore.
Apparently not.
It was long before some of these youngsters were born. Okay, any other questions of the proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 137? Opponents to Senate Bill 137. Just a reminder, has everybody that testified signed in? Thank you. Seeing no opponents, we will, would you like a little time for rebuttal? Oh, we'll close the public hearing to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gordon Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass.
Second.
Moved by Representative Gordon Peterson to a do pass on 137, seconded by Representative Konold. Any discussion on the motion? Representative Kostra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have some problems with this when we talk about defining or what default means. There are circumstances beyond control, and to prove or disprove this, I have some problems with that. And as I'm not sure if it's our responsibility to also act as a collection agency, and indirectly it would be. So therefore, I'll oppose it.
Any other comments? Representative Flowers.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is something that I had never heard of, and it just seems to me that if somebody doesn't pay for something and tries to get out of it, and I can't understand how the judge could have said give him the title even though he hasn't paid yet. I mean, I think this bill is very needed, personally.
Representative Jim Peterson.
I too feel that this bill is needed. It's a very business-friendly bill, and I see no reason that a dealer should have to deliver a title when the check has been canceled. I think it's a very good bill.
Yeah, it seems to me as if the judge of the particular claims court had a lapse of good judgment. I can't imagine a judge demanding that the title be delivered to a person who stopped payment on the check. And maybe he had a bad day. Hearing no further discussion and/or questions of the committee, there is a due pass motion on Senate Bill 137. The secretary will call the roll. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Abdullah? Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Koistinen?
Aye.
Knoll?
Aye.
Koistra?
No.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tupel?
Aye.
Van Norman?
No.
Gordon Peterson?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye. Senate Bill 137, with a due pass, had a vote of 10 to 2. Thank you, Senator. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is House Bill 1283, which is a holdover from a previous meeting. It is a bill that would permit certain traffic violators to take a driver improvement course in lieu of certain penalties. Representative or Senator DeHewick, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the committee. Patty DeHewick, State Senator from District 24. I just once again wanted to thank the committee for your indulgence in allowing me to testify not only with regard to the original bill, the printed bill, but also to offer an amendment, which was essentially a hoghouse amendment. And I think that's, I don't know if you took action on that or if it's pending.
Yes.
Or
yes, we did. I incorrectly announced HB 1282-3. I should have said as amended.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Chairman, because I wanted to take just a minute, since I think this is your last bill on your agenda today, isn't
it? Yes, it is. That doesn't mean you have unlimited time. We may...
You know, I kind of enjoy that over in the Senate, because they can't cut you off like, you know, we used to over here.
Oh, okay.
But in any event, thank you. I would just like to reiterate my feeling that the original printed bill would be an appropriate summer study, and would ask the committee to, when we reach that point in the session, to consider that, and during those deliberations, if you wanted any more information with regard to that kind of a project, I'd be happy to provide you with whatever I can to assist you in that decision making. I do think it merits study, and would appreciate your consideration of that. With regard to the amendment that was put on the bill, that essentially hoghoused the bill, if you'll recall my testimony last week, what I was attempting to do was bring some solution to a problem that we are seeing in our magistrate courts, particularly in my circuit. I'm not sure what the extent of the problem in other areas, but it was an attempt on my part to resolve some conflicts in existing statutes with regard to revocation vis-a-vis suspension. And Mr. Chairman, I'm thrilled to be able to inform the committee that the same section of the law that is in the amendment that I presented was in a bill in Senate Judiciary on Monday of this week. And the Senate Judiciary Committee placed the amendments that we've got before you now on that bill. And so with that being done, and it was sent out of Judiciary and we hit the Senate floor. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure we need to duplicate, and I don't want to waste this committee's time because I'm hopeful and that it will come back to you folks and we'll see it again after the Senate passes it through, because it was originally a House bill. And we offered the amendments to that House bill, and so it'll have to come back for concurrence, and then we can maybe deal with those problems at that time. So with that being said, Mr. Chairman, I certainly would not, I don't know how many of my bills have been sent to the 41st legislative day this session. I know it's a record for me, but if somebody on the committee wants to take care of it in that fashion, that's fine with me. Thank you.
Just a question. Do you know which House bill the amendment was placed on, and if it was a bill that had previously been through this committee?
It was a bill that it may have gone through House Judiciary. I believe it was the Chief Justice's bill, 10, maybe 73. I'm awful with these numbers. Is that right?
It was mentioned through Judiciary. I don't know the number, but it did go through
1154. Oh, was a whatever. It was a Chief Justice bill. It was amended over here in the House. It came to the Senate. We worked a little, hopefully, magic on it over there, and it will come back. Maybe it won't come through your committee, Mr. Chairman. So, on the other hand, if you folks want to act favorably upon the pending amendment, or you know, I'd be delighted with that as well. Unbeknownst to me, but looking at the sign-up sheet, I guess there's some opposition to it. Commerce was opposed to it over in Judiciary Committee. This morning I see on the sheet that the Highway Patrol is also opposed to it. I was unaware of that, and is often the case around here. We get surprised. So, however you want to deal with it, if you want to act favorably upon it this morning, send it to the House and see which one survives. Works for me, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
How many you got laying over there that you want to have this buried with?
Are there any other proponents of House Bill 1283? Other proponents of House Bill 1283? Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee of Senator DeHuick? Representative
Should
Powers,
I?
Did you have a question? Or did you have something in mind? Oh, I have nothing that I want to do.
Well, in that case, Mr. Chairman, I would move to table this bill.
Second.
Who made the second? A tabling motion by Representative Flowers, seconded by Representative Gordon Peterson. And the amendment, on 1283 as amended.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. There's a tabling motion on 1283 as amended. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Abdullah? Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Koistinen?
Aye.
Knold?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tupel?
Aye.
Van Norman?
No.
Gordon Peterson?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye. Tabling motion passes 11-1. Thank you, Senator DeHuick.
Yeah. Great pleasure to Maybe next time it'll turn out differently.
Well, I hope your bill that's coming over has a good fairing. It's a good thing it's going to judiciary, I think. Would you like to visit for a while?
I would move adjourn.
A motion to adjourn, seconded by Representative Tupel. The motion was made by Representative Konold. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Opposed, carried. Thank you. Remember.